Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by Indeed. Post your job today at Indeed.com/creative and find out why more than 3 million companies use Indeed for hiring. Indeed is the world's number one job site. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I'm also the author of several books, The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and Herding Tigers, which is about how to create an environment in which creative teams thrive. So I can't tell you how many times I'm at an event. I speak at dozens of events every year. I'm at an event and I've just given my talk and maybe I'm wrapping up or I'm doing a little Q&A session, you know, off to the side in front of the stage or something during a break. And somebody comes up to me and says, hey, this is great. I love what you said. It's very empowering. I love all of the practices, the disciplines, the tools that you gave us. It's wonderful. But let me tell you about my manager. You don't understand how difficult my manager is. You don't understand how many barriers, how many hurdles my manager throws in front of me. You don't understand how difficult it is for me to have to deal with a manager that I disagree with. And my first question is always, well, have you talked to your manager about your issues? And so often, friends, the response is, well, no, I can't do that because if I talk to my manager, then my manager's not just going to start treating me differently or will not trust me or whatever. I sense in these interactions that often the problem is that we haven't been given tools to speak to power, right? How do we speak to the people who have, you know, basically our job in their hands, or at least our workload in their hands? So on today's show, I want to share with you a couple of practical things, considerations that you should always have in mind when you're speaking truth to power, when you're speaking difficult things to somebody who has responsibility over you, that you're in authority under. So we're going to talk about that today. Three quick principles for speaking truth to power. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Indeed. So when you start your hiring process, you have a lot of questions. I mean, I've hired people. I'm sure you've hired people too. You're asking things like, you know, will you find good applicants to choose from? And where are they going to come from? And what about education and experience? And how do you know that you've made the right hire? Well, Indeed is here to help. Millions of great candidates use Indeed every day to find their next opportunity. You can post a job in minutes, and you can use screener questions to help create your short list of applicants fast. Sponsored jobs on Indeed accelerate the hiring process even further, boosting your posts with premium placement and relevant search results, helping you reach even more applicants. Indeed gives you the smart tools to make hiring decisions quickly and to be confident that you're making the right hire for your team. And that's so important that you make the right hire, not just a good hire, but the right hire for your team. So post your job today at Indeed.com/creative and find out why more than 3 million companies use Indeed for hiring. Indeed, the world's number one job site. We thank Indeed for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Okay, so let's talk about speaking truth to power. How do you go about telling your manager something that your manager may or may not want to hear? This is a difficult thing. It really is. You know, I can think of many instances in my life and in my career where I've had to deliver difficult news to someone who I know didn't want to hear it. Or maybe I've had to say, hey, I don't really agree with this decision, and here are the reasons why. To be fully transparent, early in my career, I did not handle this well. I was a little bit self-righteous and full of vim and vigor, and I thought that I knew everything. And the reality is, your manager is dealing with pressures that you can't even comprehend, right? There are things going on that your manager can't make known to you. So what seems so obvious and so simple to you may not necessarily be as obvious and simple as you think it is, because there are any number of other factors that they have to weigh in making that decision. So the first thing I would encourage you to do when you're having this difficult conversation with your manager, when you're going to speak truth to power, you're going to try to call out something, maybe a difficult piece of news that you want to deliver, or maybe you want to challenge a decision that's being made, or maybe you want to express disagreement with an idea or something like that. The first thing you have to do is you have to show that you're in submission. Okay, now, this word submission, we don't like this word, right? Submission means, you know, I'm powerless. It means I'm putting myself under someone in a way that demeans me. That's not what I mean by submission. What I mean by submission is show that you recognize that this person has authority over you, right? Show that you recognize that this person is in a position of authority and that you honor and you respect that authority, that you're not challenging their authority, that you're challenging the idea. It's important, especially for people maybe who are leaders who are maybe a little more insecure, people who are protecting something. You know, I've often said that your greatest potential to do damage as a leader is your area of greatest insecurity. It's the area where you're protecting or hiding something, or where you feel vulnerable in some way. So if your leader is insecure and then you come in and you begin challenging their position on something, you have to be prepared for fireworks to fly, because, you know, that insecurity, that thing that they're guarding, could be an area that they're going to protect, which could lead to conflict, which could lead to a really difficult relationship moving forward. So the first thing you have to do is show that you're in submission, show that you recognize their authority, show that you're challenging the idea, not them personally. This isn't about them. This is about an idea or a decision or something that's happening that you disagree with. Now, a great way to do that is to say, hey, I understand that you've made this decision. From my perspective, here's how I'm seeing it. Listen, you have every right to make that decision, but here's how I'm seeing it. Can you help me understand why you made that decision? Can you help me see? I want to better understand so I can support you, so I can come alongside you, I can help execute this, but I need to understand, because from my perspective, it doesn't make sense. Here's what I would do. So I'm trying to figure out why this is the right decision. If you say it that way, it's not going to come across as a challenge. It's going to come across as, hey, I'm on your team. I want this to happen. I want this to be successful. I just need a little more information, a little more context to be able to execute it properly. That's a great way to introduce disagreement without being disagreeable. And that's the thing. We can disagree without being disagreeable, right? The best way to do that's to lead with, hey, I'm on your team. I'm in submission. I'm not challenging your leadership. I'm not challenging your authority. But here are some things that concern me, and help me gain resolution on these, because I want to be able to be 100% behind whatever decision we make. Okay. Again, you're not challenging the person, you're challenging the idea, you're challenging the decision. That's a very important factor here. So number one, show that you're in submission, show that you recognize their authority, and this isn't personal. This is about the idea, or this is about the decision that's being made. The second thing is, you have to be precise and you have to do your homework. Okay. You cannot come in with a vague challenge to somebody's decision, because I guarantee you they've probably thought about it more than you have. Or if they haven't, they're going to pretend like they have, because again, that's an area of vulnerability for them. So you have to be precise. When you come in and you challenge, or when you come in and you ask questions, you have to have done your homework. You have to know as much as you possibly can about the situation. You have to have thought about all of the second and third order consequences of your potential direction. Okay, so this is another thing we often think about. Well, I don't agree with that idea. Let's say we're going in to make a client pitch. Well, I don't agree with the idea that we're going to go pitch to the client. You can't just come in and say, I disagree with that idea. We should do this instead. You have to come in and say, I disagree with this. Let me specifically call out why I disagree. And here are the second and third order consequences, I believe, of going this direction. If we present this idea to the client, the next time they're going to want this thing, which means it's going to cost our team this, which means that we're going to have to rally resources from this other thing. Like, you have to be precise, and you have to think about not just why, just I don't like it, but here's why I don't like it, and here are the consequences for it. And then that ties into the second part of this is, you know, be precise and do your homework. You have to have a strong business case for your comments. Recognize that your manager is not just thinking about the idea and is not thinking about this one instance in isolation. They're thinking about the macro business case for why this is the right idea. Again, they have pressures that maybe you're not privy to, you're not concerned with. So you have to make not just a case on the basis of which idea is better, but a business case for why your direction is the right direction versus the one that you're currently challenging. Okay, so be precise, do your homework, use precise language, do your homework, and have a strong business case for your comment. Very important. you have to show your manager that you're not thinking myopically here, that you're actually looking holistically at the situation. And when you bring your idea to them, make sure that you're showing them why it's the best, not just the best idea, but the best business case idea. Okay. The third principle, and this is really important, don't take it personally when you're rejected. Okay. You are going to be rejected. Your manager is not going to listen to you. Your manager is not going to receive your feedback. Some people are just difficult people. They are. Some people don't want to be challenged. They don't want feedback. And that's a completely separate issue that I have to work with leaders on all the time. I tell leaders, listen, put away your gun, right? If somebody challenges you and your first response is pow, pow, right? You shoot first and you ask questions later. If you get defensive when they offer you feedback, then they're going to stop offering you feedback. So that's, you know, that's a separate issue that managers have to deal with. They have to be willing to receive feedback, even if they don't like it, even if they disagree with it. They have to be willing to receive it and be grateful that their team is willing to speak up. If your team never challenges you, you need to really look in the mirror and ask, am I creating a culture where my team doesn't feel permission to speak? That's a problem, okay? But as a team member, when you're challenging or speaking truth to power, don't take it personally when you're rejected. Again, there are any number of things your manager is considering that may or may not be apparent to you. And so don't take it as, oh, I'm, you know, I don't have what it takes to do this, or they never listen to me, or they're not going to go with my idea because they don't like me, or don't take it personally, right? Recognize there are any number of factors people are considering, and you have to take all of those factors into consideration. And at the same time, if they don't like your challenge and you feel like you've spoken your mind fully and freely, then you have to move on. You just have to move on and be a part of the team and execute, unless there is some moral hesitation that you have. If you feel like it's morally or ethically wrong, whatever the thing is, that's a completely different situation. But if you just disagree, you listen, suck it up, be part of the team and execute. That's what you have to do. But you have to fulfill your responsibility to speak your mind. That's part of why you're on the team. It's why people want you around, is because of your ability to synthesize patterns and to speak truth in moments when maybe other people might be blinded, okay? So don't take it personally when rejected. Be on the team, move forward and execute, but don't be afraid to speak up again if you see something else that you disagree with. And the other thing I would say is you can't always be the person who disagrees. You can disagree without being disagreeable, okay? Somebody once said, nobody ever sounds smart by agreeing with things. And so a lot of people, I believe, disagree just because they want to look smart in a meeting. They disagree because they think that's where they add value organizationally. Don't be that person. Make sure you're also encouraging good ideas, that you're telling your manager when you agree with something, when you think something's a good idea. That way they'll trust you when you disagree. Okay. So those are the three principles. Show that you're in submission to them, right? You're challenging an idea, not the person. Number two, be precise and do your homework. Have a strong business case for your comments, not just a gut intuition, not just something, you know, that you think. This is something you've thought a lot about and that you're bringing to the table because you believe there's a strong business case. Number three, don't take it personally when you are rejected. There are any number of factors involved. Listen, suck it up, be part of the team, move forward and execute to the best of your ability. Build your body of work. Even if you disagree with the decision, build your body of work, because that's determined more by how you bring yourself to the table every day than the specific things that you're doing every day, okay? Don't be afraid to speak truth to power, but do it with grace, with competence, and with precision. Hey, we'd love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.